surgery.
Really?
Because he had the nerve to declare, I heard him say that if you are impoverished, Randy, watch this. He says if you are impoverished, it's because it is a state of mind. If that's the case, the next time you have to pay your mortgage, let them know, let your mortgage company know, I'm rich in my mind, and I don't have to pay the mortgage no more. See how that works for you. No, it's not a state of mind. It's a structure that has been produced by a nation that by public policy that has produced residential segregation. According to Dr. Walker of Harvard University, through public policy, we have set up communities that are food, job, and opportunity deserts. So much so that your life expectancy is not determined by your genetic code, but by your zip code.
Right.
That has nothing to do with your state of mind. It has everything to do with public policy.
Yes, sir. Right.
Are y'all with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm still going to preach this thing, though.
That's right.
That's the kind of nation we live in. We now have a racist, listen to this, who is presiding over the Justice Department. You think I just made it up? When Jefferson Beauregard Sessions tried to be judge in 1980s, he was deemed too racist by a bipartisan panel. And he was not selected as judge. And now this same person, this racist fox, is now guarding the hen house of justice.
Come on now. That's right.
He is doing everything he can to ignore the pain, cries of those whose lives have been snatched by a policing system that never protected and served black bodies anyway.
That's right.
Yes.
Down but not out for the count.
Come on now.
I'm trying to say it is a crazy, insecure world that we live in. But look what my man Jude does. Jude hurls rhetorical assaults at those who engage in twisted theology because he recognizes the importance of education.
Yes, sir.
You have false teachers who have been teaching. That is why you have to understand how dangerous it is, watch me now, how dangerous it is to have Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education.
That's right. Yes.
Why? Because she is so clueless. Why? She had the nerve to say HBCUs, historical black college and universities, was the product of school choice. Really? Is that not ignorant or what? Had nothing to do with school choice. No vouchers or nothing created those colleges. Somebody needs to tell them what Charles Adams said. Charles Adams says, when y'all gave us hell, we produced Harvard University.
Right.
Harvard University. Y'all gave us misery and we produced Morehouse and Morgan State.
Right.
What you said? School choice? All right, school choice. When y'all gave us suffering, we produced Spelman University. Y'all gave us brokenness and we produced Bishop College.
All right.
Y'all gave us pain and we produced Payne College and Paul Quinn College. What y'all meant for evil, God worked it out for our good. Yeah. Listen. All this hell is going on, so Jude hurls rhetorical assault and lets people of faith know. Y'all be secure in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because God is going to have the last word.
Amen.
Y'all hear me, black people?
Yes, sir.
God gonna have the last word. It just appears that the people who are evil are getting away with their evil.
That's right.
It doesn't look that way.
That's right.
But God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap.
Amen.
If you don't think God's word is true,
yes,
and I'm correct, can I testify here?
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. Bill O'Reilly, the most powerful newscaster at Fox, made a big mistake. When he came for Maxine Waters,
yes,
he came for Maxine and she didn't send for him.
Come on.
Maxine, that's a strong, secure black woman. violent and insinuated about his own sexual predatory ways.
Amen.
The next thing you know, he is out of a job. You better watch messing with strong black women. Because strong black women will clap back on you, and before you know it, you'll be out of work. God has the last word. That's right. God has the last word. Truth forever on the scaffold. Wrong forever on the throne. Yet the scaffold sways the future. And behind the dim unknown stands God in the shadows, keeping watch over his own.
Yes.
We are secure because look what this text says. After saying all of that, look what Jude says. Now unto him who's able to keep us.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all ain't got to shout.
Yes.
It's shouting time now.
Yes.
I like that because I know as a pastor of Mo, I'm most theologically sound because I'm a pastor in this church. This church is theologically sound.
Amen.
You can't come up in here and say anything and do anything.
That's right.
If you do, you better make sure it's in the book and come correct.
Amen.
So I can't come in here unprepared to preach the word.
That's right.
I got to preach and deliver the letter that God gave me.
Amen.
So I had to study to show myself approved.
Yeah.
Rightly deriding the word of truth.
Yes, yes.
I had to get with God and do my homework etymologically. So I unpacked, Deacon Barry, the phrase.
Uh-huh.
There, keep us from falling.
Come on now.
This is gone. This is gone. This is going to mess you up, y'all. Watch it. The word keep you from falling is used in the Greek antiquity to speak of horses, sure-footed horses,
right.
Wow. On rocky ground.
Oh,
come on now.
The horses on rocky ground, slippery ground. They slip, they fall, but they don't fall all the way down. But they never went down.
Yeah.
Janusa, when you think about some of the hell you've been through,
yes, sir.
Some of the hell you have overcome,
yeah.
You are built to overcome some of the stuff you are having.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord.
You are built to go through it. Listen to this. Text says, if you know Jesus, you're blessed with cat anointing.
Wow.
What are you talking about, Pastor? If you know Jesus, you're blessed with cat anointing. That means if I had a cat here on the pulpit, and I took him, pushed him off the pulpit, I won't feel sorry for him at all. Because the cat was built to correct his fall in mid-air and land. Y'all don't feel good. I know some of y'all here have been pushed. Y'all have been dogged. You've been messed over. But you keep landing on your feet.
Amen.
Is there a saint in here who can testify? When that fool divorced me, God delivered me.
Amen.
I landed on my feet. When them fools at my job fired me, it didn't hurt me. It set me up for a better job.
Yeah.
I landed on my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you didn't call me and call me yourself my friend when I was down, you didn't hurt me. God just let me cut you out of my life.
Yeah.
I landed on my feet. So since you landed on your feet, it means you are down, but never out from the count.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
This title I just gave y'all, I didn't just make this up. I borrowed that title from one of Drake's songs. Yeah, I've been listening to some stuff. Drake had it in his rap. for the cause, but never down out for the count. Y'all not shouting, how can you be down but never out for the count? The text tells you, you have a security system that's powered out of this world. I'm trying to get out y'all way. The text says, now unto him who is able to keep. The text says, now. Watch this, Brother Lawrence. Now.
Thank you, Lord.
Kiki, I'm not that smart. But I had to learn what now means. I found out from my study, Barbie, that now is a conjunction. I never knew what a conjunction was. But one Saturday back in the day, Randy, I was watching some cartoons. And a song came on. Conjunction. Conjunction, junction. What? Oh, y'all know. Watch me now. The function of a conjunction is to connect what is before to what is after.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on now.
So when Jude says now, he's saying, I know you under attack. I know you got false teachers that have been elected and come your way. Jude says, I know you've been through hell and back, but God gave you a round trip ticket. Tweet that. Put that on Facebook and tweet that. Yeah, I've been through some hell, but God didn't give me a one-way ticket. He gave me a round trip. Insecure now unto him. You did not shout. I'm talking about him. He said, unto him. Y'all must not know who him is. I'm talking about. But also, you think I know who him is? Let me introduce them as my him. My boy. I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
Adam's redeemer.
Come on now.
Cain's vindicator.
Yes.
Him. Mary's baby.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Noah's ark.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Abraham's promise.
Yes.
Him. Jacob's ladder.
Yes.
Him. Joseph's dream.
Yes.
Him.
Jesus.
Moses' rod.
Yes.
Him. The rose of Sharon.
Yes.
The lily of the valley. Gonna envelop and explode, and God's gonna do great things and doing great things in the ministry. See, but you gotta be willing to expose yourself for your own insecurities. About your God-given abilities. You know God bless you with stuff, but you got insecurity because you often second-guess God. You wonder if you're doing all that you can do or being the best as you can be. Let me help you here. God called, appointed, and anointed you. And he's able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
Did I just say able? The able from the Greek means dunamis. In the Greek, able means dunamis, dynamite. It is used in Matthew chapter 3. When the book says, Jesus says, God is able to raise up children of Abraham from stones. God awesome, isn't he? Raise up children from Abraham from stones? I refuse to let some rocks get my blessing. Because I will not come to church, sit here like I'm mad at somebody, like I'm dead, and too cute to open my mouth and give you the praise you are supposed and worthy to give. Y'all know the story.
Yes.
I'm on my way to work on Monday night. My plan was to make me and make me some money.
All right.
But how it would be, it was another plan in action. Because I didn't make it through the intersection. Matter of fact, I thought it was, but I never saw the car coming. Boom. In the middle of action, I thought the car exploded. Smoke everywhere. What just happened? Now, before I left the house, I said my prayers. You know, I told you, I covered the car in blood. Because pastor can be tired sometimes. And if God ain't driving for me sometimes, it won't get driven. Can I get a witness of it? But I thank God for Jesus. Because the car gone, but broke man still here. I fell down, but I'm not out for the attack. The word keep is an original, in original language, is a picture of Roman soldiers, watch this now, on the outside of the walls of the city, guarding the city. They're on the outside of the walls of the city. That means that anything that's coming in to harm the city or its inhabitants, they got to go through the Roman soldiers. But this word is a Greek for God keeping. Because not only is a picture of Roman soldiers on the outside of the wall, but it's a picture of Roman soldiers patrolling the inside of the streets. I'm loving this day. So, how I know I'm kept, Sister Thomas? God said, I got you. You're outside. Y'all ain't feeling it. In 2007, I remember watching something on television when then so-called Senator Barack Obama said he was going to announce his candidacy for president. April 2007. They showed Barack Obama on TV, and of course some news stations are more sympathetic toward him. Fox, forget it, they hate him. But check this out. Here he go. He's getting out of the car, getting ready to go into a rally. And as he gets out, they're waiting for him to come. Watch this now. They told the owner of the gym that the Secret Service, watch me now, will be there tomorrow before Barack get there. They got there before he did and sweep the building. Then we watch, we watch a dark SUV. Hold up, I'm going somewhere in this city. And I step, not Barack, but two Secret Service agents. They step out. We watching it on TV. And then Barack steps out. I say, go ahead, black man. Newscaster Challenger said, this is the first time in the history of a presidential candidate that as early that a candidate was assigned Secret Service. And we all know why, right? Y'all get that home, y'all don't. We all know why. Secret Service agent step out in front of him. He steps out. Another two step out and on the side of him. And as he keeps walking, two more step out in the back of him. They got his front, they got his back, and they got his side. Oh, y'all don't think I'm in the Bible, huh? God said, when you are in me, you are well kept. I got angels guarding the outside of your perimeter. And guess what? I also got angels guarding the inside of your perimeter. They walk in the streets of your spirit so that nobody can come and mess with your mind. Can I get a witness in here? Sister Fiona. y'all. I said, well, Daddy never told me Kiki how to hoop. He just told me just preach the word. I got to God give a God and examine myself. And God said, God, they tell me I don't know how to close this thing because I don't know how to say it. So I can't carry no tune. God say, preach the word. In season and out of season. Reprove and reprove. Make full proof of your ministry. You ain't got to be nobody else but you. So I called my preacher friend back and I said, you know, I heard what you said, but let me tell you what God told me.
Yes.
And I repeated that same thing I just told you to him. He said, you right, Cloud. I was just telling you, find something, put your own signature on it.
Yes.
Here we go. Let me say it like this. I checked the text. You told the people that you got to know how to praise God. Even when you're in the middle of some dark days. And when you know how to give a shout out in the middle of a dark day, Ray, then you know God is with you. Y'all not seeing it. Y'all not seeing it. Can I do this like I want? I remember I didn't get to go to too many concerts. But I went to one concert now. Don't judge me. The last concert Luther Vandross sang. Can I get a witness in there? Y'all hear him? I'm talking about Luther. It was at the James Earl Night Center. Can I get a witness in there? So we were standing around after the opening act that came on, and they brought the lights back up. We all were fellowshipping and talking, you know, talking around. They told us that Luther was on the way. And all of a sudden, while we were talking, we had a minute to our seats yet, Deacon Drake. The lights begin to go down. Y'all ain't feeling me up in here. Now the lights begin to go down, but we didn't get upset or we didn't become insecure.
Right.
Matter of fact, we began to chant in the dark.
Because
we know even though it's dark, they told us that Luther will show up. Y'all ain't feeling me right. In the dark. Matter of fact, the longer we wait in the dark, the louder we yell. It got so loud with me today. The sound went above the ceiling. And all of a sudden, the announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't say nothing. All we heard someone say, what you say? We know he was in the building.
I make a way out of my way.